T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
WGR Sports Radio 550 presents.
Captain Optimism is here.
I'm going to get a costume, like a Captain America costume, and I'm going to replace an A with an O.
I feel like you should just do like a terrible like $2 cape that's like red
and like a cheap little mask.
Sports Talk Saturday.
I just have to have a piece of paper with Optimism taped on my shirt.
On WGR.
Oh, no. Crazy Derek's coming. Stop. Wait. Listen to me.
Here I come to save the day.
If he can get there, he goes. We're all right.
Sports Radio 550.
The vibes are back, baby, and the chaos is always here. Welcome into another episode of Sports Talk Saturday. Derek Kramer here with you for about an hour and change, and then we get to Brian Koziel and Paul Hamilton as they get you ready for Sabres and Red Wings at 12:30 this afternoon. Just a heads up, it's an NHL Network game. So my guess is, first of all, the only way you're going to be able to hear Rob Ray and Dan Dunleavy on the call is, of course, listening right here on WGR. But second of all, NHL Network is a very hard station to get television-wise, so you might only be able to hear the action and get all of the action here on WGR. So, what a difference a month makes. What a difference this team has gone through, this transformation from basically being looked at as left for dead a month ago when they embarrassingly lost the Anaheim Ducks. Let's be real. They should have beaten the Anaheim Ducks once this year, and they did it zero times. They got 0 points against a team like Anaheim. But now, ever since that game against the Anaheim Ducks, the Buffalo Sabres have been on an equivalent of a tear. And it's almost been literally exactly almost a month. And here we are, in a completely different setting than we were at any point this season. How'd we get here? How the heck did we get here with the Sabres? That we're talking about them again in a far more favorable way. That we're looking at them possibly being 1 point out of a playoff spot if they beat Detroit in regulation. What are we looking at here? How did this happen? Well, they finally started putting wins together for the first time this year. And it took that Anaheim loss for it to start really happening. And let's be real here. This has been... None of this would be happening without Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen. None of this would be happening without UPL playing the way that he has, lights out, and just flipping the script on his career arc, not just in Buffalo, but in the entirety of the NHL. UPL, if the Sabres make the playoffs, hand the man the Vezina Trophy. I don't care about his win-loss record. I do care about the fact that the man is rocking a .915 save percentage, .238 goals against per game. This guy, I don't know. Like, UPL has been the bastion of hope, and for a large part of this year, one of maybe three players you could look at favorably. He's still deciding, hey, I've got this team on my back. Everyone else take care of what we got to take care of. And let's try to have some fun with it. And that's the big thing. Even in their losses, they've looked good. Over the past, what is it, past 12 games. Their past 12 games, ever since that Anaheim game. After that Anaheim game, in their next 12, they've been unconscious. 8 wins, 3 regulation losses, and an overtime loss. So, buckle up. This is going to get bumpy. We're looking at probably the same position that we're looking at last year. It's going to get insane. Let's have some fun with it. And let's have some fun with it. Because why the hell not is the basic question to it. We've been miserable without this team most of the season. Now that they're finally giving you a chance of hope, who cares about when? That is the big thing to me. Who cares about when? Because they've floated along by for long enough that now that they are starting to play like one of the better teams in hockey over this stretch, they've been alive for long enough that now they're coming and storming back. And let's be real, this team is not consistent enough to do any serious damage. I mean, they're still the youngest team in hockey. But now they're looking at something completely different, which is a chance to possibly break this streak. But more importantly, we got our fun back, guys and gals. We got our fun back. The fun is back. And that is something I didn't think was going to happen this year, was that we have the fun back. Last week, they were sellers at the trade deadline. And, of course, you look at it and go, okay, maybe they can at least look competent again or something. And, yeah, you got rid of Eric Johnson from the lineup, and that has been a great boon for this defensive core alone. You go ahead and you trade Kyle Oposo to the Florida Panthers, the best team in hockey right now. Hey, good for him. Why don't you go try to get something? And ever since then, they've been just fine. You can't look at this team anymore and take them lightly because they're playing with not just the results being different, their pace of play is different. And they're also doing it at home, too. That has been something that this season and over the past several, most of this drought even, they're showing up for us, in front of us, while we're sitting there. And that was a struggle, especially through this year, where even the goat heads weren't helping them. And now it doesn't matter what jersey they're wearing at home, as of late, they're getting the work done. They're getting things going, and they're having the fans have fun again. There's been a lot of close calls, but then there's also been three teeth kickings, whooping on Vegas, whooping on Detroit, and then whooping on the Islanders just for good measure. Now they have to do it again on the road, and I cannot stress this enough. What a time for Sabres After Dark, Western Canada edition, to show up. If this team was where they were, say, a month ago, nobody's staying up for the games out west in the Pacific Northwest. Nobody's staying up for these. Now us sickos are going to watch these games again. And it's kind of funny. It's just funny how things work sometimes where a month ago, if they were going to start their Western Canada trip, there's not a lot of people that are going to be staying up for these games. 10 o'clock starts, 9:30 starts, or not 9:30, 9 o'clock starts. Now, those four games out in the Pacific Northwest, you've got us again. And you're mean for it, but I forgive you because you're making us have fun. If you look on Twitter at any point during a Sabres game, throughout this stretch, we are at our most chaotic. We are at our most fun-loving when this team looks consistent. Not even great, just consistent. Let's just be there and have some semblance of a winning hockey team. And that's what you're getting right now out of this team out of the last month. they're playing like one of the better teams in hockey since that embarrassing Anaheim loss, where you deserved all of the flack that you were getting because you keep losing to the bottom feeders and not being able to string wins together. Now they've done it three different times. There are two three-game win streaks in this stretch over their last 12. They even lost three games in a row. They got a point from Toronto, but they lost three games in a row. Possibly looking at this and looking at the Nashville game and going, okay, that's probably your nail in the coffin. Nope. Nuh-uh. Not anymore. And that's the weird part about this team right now. That Edmonton game was chaos. They had to win it twice. And they did. The Detroit game was just a glorious whooping for anyone that was there. And kind of had everyone waking up to, wait a minute, they're really not dead yet. And the other thing that's happening right now is that these other teams in the wildcard race are kind of not wanting it. Detroit has gone into free fall. And Brian and Paul will talk at length about that. And Pat as well. Like, all of them are going to talk about this at length. Detroit is in a free fall. They have not only fallen out of the wild card two seed, they've lost seven straight heading into this game against Buffalo. And if Buffalo hands them number eight, you're looking at Detroit and thinking there's a real problem here now. If the Sabres can take advantage of this and try to put themselves in a position to survive games in hand from other teams, that's where the thing is going to be huge. That's where this is going to be their opportunity. The rest of the league does need to cooperate. Let's make that perfectly clear. The Sabres, in the wildcard race, have 67 games played. That is the most. Everyone has one, maybe two, depending on the team, games in hand on Buffalo. But the problem right now for the rest of the league lately is they're not taking advantage of that. The Islanders are, well, I'll get to the Islanders in a bit, but they're currently the ones sitting in wild card two. Detroit's in free fall. Lost seven in a row. And a team that just doesn't look like they have any juice without Dylan Larkin there. And if you're one player away from having a roster ready for collapse, then you're not a real roster anyway. Which is exactly what everyone was saying around here to start the year. It was going to be us, not them. And then it turns out it was them, not us. Pat Kane signs with Detroit. And I've got weirdos on Twitter saying, oh man, we could have loved having that guy. And no, still no. I'll die on that hill. I will die on that hill. I don't care if I'm dead. But I'm going to stand there. Pat Kane wasn't going to make a lick of difference for this team. But they don't score. Yeah, I know that. But do you think Pat Kane here, with where the environment was, is as good of an option? No, probably not. Would it be nice to have a guy that's putting up points and playing better than everyone would have suspected considering the surgery that he had? Yeah, probably. Do I care? No. Because now, for the first time this season, the Vibes are actually back. And all it took for this team was to win a couple games in a row. That's it. That's all we want, is a little bit of consistency from this hockey team, and now you're finally getting it. Since the turn of the new year, they have been putting up points like a playoff team. Inconsistent as heck, but they are on a point pace since January to make the postseason, and a team that would normally on that pace. And what that's done is helped save a lost season. It was a lost year for a lot of us. We were all kind of just surrendering to it, myself included. How many times have you heard me say it? How many times have I said it to poor Pat Malacaro as we've been doing a lot of these intros to the pregame?
that it's been a quote-unquote lost season. Now we're looking at this team going, can you win your fourth game in a row, please? Because that would be dope. And that's the big thing. Right now, they've put themselves back in a position where, say Buffalo beats Detroit in overtime, you still got 2 points. I'm not even mad. Because, yeah, that would put you 2 points out of a playoff spot instead of just one. But do you think I care? No, because you're in striking distance again. However, it's just win your hockey games now. I care not how. I need to see them at least get the two today. Because Western Canada is not an easy trip. But if you win this game, not only are you going out to Western Canada on fire, now you have a team that they have a chance to really mitigate damage if they don't go 3-1 on a Western Canada trip, plus Seattle. You win this game, you can go 500 through Western Canada. You're bleeding, but you're okay. You're still going to need to keep ripping off wins on a high pace, but you're okay. You might survive. You will survive through the end of it. Whereas, if they weren't putting these wins together already, Western Canada could be a death sentence if you only go 500. If you're able to, say, take two of these games to overtime against Western Canada, fine by me. You know what else you could do? For the first time ever, beat the Seattle Kraken. Seattle turned into sellers at the deadline, just like Buffalo did. They're not having the year that they did last year. Now would be a great time to actually beat them for the first time ever. But I don't want to get ahead of myself here. But every game is going to matter. Every game is back in a microscope. And that's the coolest thing about this. So let's talk about the New York Islanders and the gift that they have given us, by the way. Not just the glorious 4-0 win the last time that we saw Buffalo take the ice. It also has to do with the fact that the Islanders being in this race is the best thing for every other team in this race. Is it annoying that a team that has 14 overtime losses is holding on to the second wildcard spot? Yeah. Do they have any tiebreakers with anyone that would share the same points as them? No. They don't. You have 14 loser points. That's why you are where you are. It's also why you're not in one of those top three locked spots in the Metro. Because you can't win those games in overtime constantly, apparently. So, spare me that you wanted to see this in November. I don't care anymore. I don't care that it wasn't early in the season. I just care that it's finally happening. That they're playing the way that we all expected them to this year. They're finally doing it. And they're not dead yet. It's not like they have the points of like San Jose or Anaheim and you're like already eliminated from the playoffs and now they start waking up. No. You've not only kept yourself alive, now you're back in the thick. You're back in the race, and I do not know if any team wants to deal with Buffalo the way that they're currently playing. A team that has gotten a massive defensive upgrade. A team that is looking more fast and loose than they were at any point this year. And more importantly, a team that is going to finally have the fans backing at home for the first time all year. They're winning at home. They are a 500 team now at home, thanks to what they've been able to do lately. Considering the start of their season, that was something we couldn't think about. They're 5-1 in their last 6 home games. And that includes Vegas, Carolina.
Edmonton, and then, of course, Detroit and the Islanders, teams that you're actively chasing. The only loss at home as of late was Winnipeg, a good team. But it just, all it took for fans to be back in is a little bit of consistency. And they've gotten it. And even as well as they've played, they have a 3-game losing streak in there. In their last 12. That tells you how well they've been able to put it together. And now you're looking at a hockey team that finally is giving themselves a chance to live, to get through this. And I couldn't be more excited. It's all about vibes right now. I'm not necessarily worrying about how this roster's doing, how the players are doing, what's been what. No. I mean, of course, everyone can look at two players right now solely and say, yeah, that's a pretty big boost. UPL, obviously, and Bowen Byram. But right now, all you have to do as a fan is just look at this team, how they've been performing, how they are now gutting out wins that they really weren't capable of doing earlier this year, and finding themselves back into a race. And they had to do it a hard way. When you talk about the stretch of games that they've just had to go through, Carolina, Florida, Tampa Bay, Vegas, Winnipeg, Toronto, Nashville, Edmonton, Detroit, New York, Detroit. All of those are teams holding a playoff spot. And the Sabres went through that with not just a winning record, but have now clawed themselves back to relevance. And that's such a crime about this hockey team, is that we just want them to be relevant. They've been this team that has been stuck in perpetuity and not even mediocrity, sub-mediocrity, or to downright bad. And now that you're getting competency from this hockey club again, the fans come back. And that's not a surprise. This place was called Hockey Heaven at one point. And throughout this playoff drought, it has turned into hockey hell. Capped off, of course, by a former Sabres captain with a, really? But he wasn't wrong about how the fans ended up quiet in that place, but it got there because they kept losing. When the fans this year jumped down the throats of this team for the first mistake that they made, instead of remembering, well, they are a team that can bounce back and score in bunches. That's how they were constructed. That's how they operated last year. We weren't immediately down their throats for it. No, but the fans were also upset that you saw a promising team trip out of the gates. And it turned into more of this hockey hell that we live in. That this is the longest active and all-time playoff drought in hockey, a sport where half the teams still make the playoffs. More than half of them even in a couple of years, and the Sabres still missed it. And even the year that they pop off, they fall short last year by 1 point. Now this season is going to go one of two ways. At the end of the day, there are only one of two outcomes that happens here. They've brought themselves back into the playoff race. I don't know how well it's going to go, but there's only one of two endings. One, you actually do the thing and you make the playoffs, making up for last year, and more importantly, giving these fans something to hold on to about this core, to be the ones to break this drought. A drought that should not happen in a sport like hockey, in a playoff field like hockey has. But it's here. That is the reality. But now, you have a chance to undo that. You have a chance to really go in there and make this happen. Or two, you made a valiant effort, but it falls short like last year. Maybe not 1 point. It could be worse. But the ending ends up the same. And if the ending does end up the same, yeah, you go ahead and you look back at November, at December, at the slow start that they had to start the year in October. And you go, what could have been? Again. And then there's a little bit of heat on your head coach and your general manager because you just can't get out of your own way to start the year. Then you round out into form and it's too little too late. And I don't want that. Sequels are boring like that if they're the same thing. It's kind of why no...
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
One liked Episode 9 in Star Wars. Because you just gave us the cookie cutter thing. No, we don't want the same cookie. Give us a different one. Make it cooler. Make it playoff bound. Because it would be disappointing if they do the same thing as they did last year, fall just short, and, you know, tease the fan base with what could have been again. And if that happens, you kind of can look at this team and go, all right, you've got the chops for it. But another slow start probably dooms the coaching staff. Because then you're just not capable of getting out of your own way until it's too late. Which would be a tough, harsh, but fair measure of what you can do. But all you need right now is a sliver of hope as a Sabres fan. And they're giving it to you. They're giving it to all of us. And we're the sickos that are going to keep eating it. Ingest it. Be a part of it. And at this point, don't be a hater just to be a hater. Have some fun with this. Because there's not been a lot of opportunities where the Sabres have been fun. Go ahead and tweet at me at DerekKramer49. And we can have some discussion about this. It's just, what can you do? That's the big thing. And we'll look at the players that have kind of helped this reascension and reemergence coming up next year. Sports Talk Saturday, Derek Kramer, Evans on the board. You're listening to WGR.
Alex Tuck, Tage Thompson, Dylan Cousins. They'll gain the line. Cousins brought down, lost an edge. Take your pick. Fans say he was brought down. Here's Tage Thompson at the line. Can't keep it in. Romanov comes out of the box. He's got a partial break. Thompson takes the lane away. Save made by Luukkonen.
Welcome back, Sports Talk Saturday. Derek Kramer here with you as we get you a mini show before another Sabres pregame getting started at 11:30. Brian Koziel, Paul Hamilton, Pat Malacaro joining in along the fray as the Sabres take on the Detroit Red Wings this afternoon. 12:30 faceoff in Detroit, which starts a lengthy road trip for them. 5 games outside of Buffalo and a chance to get to within 1 point of the wild card. And again, I just have to say this, and it's something that I really thought about yesterday that it kind of just sings to me at my core of what the best part about the potential of them putting it together is. It has nothing to do with actually breaking the drought. It has nothing to do with even being in a chase. It just has everything to do with the fans having fun. And I love the Chaos Goblins that are Sabres Twitter. We cannot get enough of this team when they actually show some sort of competence. Last year, that playoff race just became the way to hook us in. And now we just want more of that. We want more of a team that is entertaining, that is going to be at least a factor in the playoff race. And if they break the drought, we all want that. And yes, this year we'll be a little more upset about it. Like last year, them missing the playoffs was, all right, well, it was a hell of a time. And it was last year. It was a great time. It was a wacky time to be a Sabres fan because you thought to yourself, oh my God, they could actually do it. It took a miraculous run and Devin Levi showing up to give them something in net. Now that's not even the biggest question. You don't have a question in net. Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen is, and I am not kidding when I say this, deserving of Vezina votes. That is just the reality of the situation. You cannot have a guy in the top five in goals against, top 10 in save percentage. If they break the playoff drought with Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen playing the way that he has, give him the dang trophy. Because it's so easy to write a narrative. The Sabres made the playoffs. They broke their playoff drought. Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen was a major reason why. Okay, yeah, let's give it to him. Because he will need to keep playing at this level in order for them to make it. Not that the Sabres have shown to be incompetent without him in. We're just so used to him playing. You're not seeing Eric Comrie very often. You're seeing UPL, and it's all UPL. In this stretch again of these past 12 games, you saw Comrie once, and it was a loss in Nashville. Now UPL is just the guy. He is the guy this year, and what a flip of a story for him. A player that everyone was ready to write off, and I can't say that I wasn't one of them. I will admit it. But he kind of reminded us maybe it's too soon to give up on a 25-year-old player, especially a goaltender. Luukkonen has been downright disgusting. 5 shutouts on the year. That's 1 back from the lead for the season. And again, the major piece to why you suddenly have hope as a Sabres fan again. It is a sick twist of fate, because if we got this Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen last year, the Sabres are a playoff team. It's not even do they make it or, okay, maybe they're like wild card 2. No, they probably take a spot, and you're probably seeing Toronto in the first round if he played like this last year. Now you're looking at a team that has needed scoring but consistently has been getting it as of late. But more importantly, you're now not dealing with an anchor on defense. You instead traded for a piece that could become the hero of modern Sabres day in Bowen Byram. I know that there are plenty of hockey trades that happen where it is a win-win for teams. I mean, even with the struggles that Tage Thompson's had this year, like, yeah, St. Louis still has the better of that deal. But Buffalo's kind of gotten their piece of it as well with how Thompson has been playing, how Ryan Johnson is now coming into the scene. So Buffalo's kind of getting their end of the deal now from the Ryan O'Reilly trade. However, there's still a clear winner in that, and that's the team that hoisted a cup. With Colorado and Buffalo, yeah, Colorado very well could be a team that goes and wins the cup, and Casey Mittelstadt could be a reason why, because that's center depth for a team that desperately needed it. But you can't tell me right now that every single Colorado fan and Buffalo fan is not looking at each other, nodding in approval, going, okay, I'm sad to see my guy go, but I love what you've given us. And then there are plenty of people that are just like, okay, good, that Casey Mittelstadt's gone. Bowen Byram's awesome. But again, even when it hurt to trade Casey Mittelstadt away for plenty of the fan base to see Mittelstadt go, it's like, oh man, I didn't want to see him go. He's finally starting to look like a solid player. The way that Bowen Byram has shown up, everyone can immediately not worry about it. 5 points in 4 games for Bowen Byram. And he's been unconscious. He's got more goals than full practices with this team, from what I can at least recall here, based on the practice reports and what Paul would say with us. Like, he hasn't even gotten a full, like, he never got a full practice in when he first arrived here. It was just go. And go he has. Bowen Byram has been fantastic and able to wake his career up a little bit, because things started to wane a little bit with him in his time at Colorado. And now, well, you're seeing a guy who's just more than happy to be here and getting a fresh start. His time on ice in these 4 games in Buffalo is already over 24 minutes. So they clearly trust him with Rasmus Dahlin. Left-handed shot, so you could put Dahlin on the right. And something has happened with Dahlin that we kind of remember now. A lot of people would see, like, okay, maybe there's going to be a future one day where you could see Owen Power paired with Rasmus Dahlin in, like, this crucial moment in a game. And Dahlin's most typical partner had become Matias Samuelsson, at least through a large chunk of last year. Henry Jokiharju has been with him, so now Dahlin has something that is in his entire time in Buffalo he hasn't had. A fellow goblin. A guy who can go full bore with you, attack offensively, and have the speed to get back defensively. You have a player. I'm not saying that Bowen Byram is Rasmus Dahlin. Let's just stop that first. But you have a player that is aggressive like him and has the movement to get back. And that might be the best thing you could ever give Rasmus Dahlin, is a player that understands him in the way that he goes. That's what you're looking at right now. Bowen Byram, fourth overall pick in 2019. So obviously he's got the decorum. He's got the pedigree. And it's not like he hasn't played to that potential. It's just been a matter of, can he get a full season healthy? And that is his only concern right now. But Buffalo is not going to apologize for what they have just acquired, because this team needed that true upgrade on defense. And now you're looking at a future core, at least for now, of Dahlin, Power, Byram. Samuelsson can play into the mix. Jokiharju can play into the mix. But there it is. You have three guys that you can probably more reliably trust as the years go on now. And the signs were there about Casey Mittelstadt. Like, they didn't get him an extension. They were still kind of like, not quite there, fully committing, yada, yada, yada. And what do you get now? Well, now you get a guy that you're probably going to be able to sign on a longer-term basis to fit as a top-four fixture on your defense. Because you could have realistically given Casey Mittelstadt a contract extension. Now you can do it with Bowen Byram instead. And that part's going to be huge. But you cannot dismiss the immediate impact that Byram has given you through just four games. Even in the game that they lost against Nashville, you could see he was wired a little differently. People looked at that game against Nashville, that first power play that he took with them, and how he's constantly moving and he's used to a power play with a lot of movement, and the Sabres play a lot to the outside. Now it kind of looks like his energy's fed off of onto them a little bit. And Bowen Byram is used to a guy like Nathan MacKinnon probably yelling at him to go move. But you cannot dismiss the immediate impact that has happened. Does it hurt trading your leading point producer this year? Yeah, of course it does. Well, at the time of the deal, I should say. Dahlin obviously has overtaken Mittelstadt since being traded, but again, I don't think anyone's going to complain about what's been going on. I wish Casey Mittelstadt all the best in Colorado. But it was clear that it was time for a bit of a shakeup, and the only way I wanted to see Casey Mittelstadt traded was for exactly what you're getting right now in Bowen Byram. A clear upgrade at defense and a clear chance to solidify your top four and give Dahlin or Power a better player to skate with. And you're seeing it right away. I'm so excited for what the rest of this season is going to pan out now, because there's no way you can look at it otherwise. There's no other way you can look at it otherwise. Because think about this defensively. You have been liberated from Eric Johnson, a player that really did become quite the punching bag for this team. But you could see it on the ice. It wasn't just how he was playing. It was how uncomfortable other players were with him on the ice. And it's tough for a player that's getting maybe 14 minutes on the blue line to be such a negative impact, but you would see it in some of these games. You would see him just straight up be one of the reasons that you are struggling. But this gives an opportunity for a guy like Owen Power to more consistently play with Joakim Harju, who's been at his most responsible this year. How often have we talked about Henry Joakim Harju? Not nearly enough. And that is more or less because he's transformed himself this year into, I'm not going to say Tony Lidman, but like a kind of player like that, where if you didn't hear about him, it was a good thing. He's not an offensive dynamo, so to say, but he's steadied up this year. He has steadied his presence to where he's not a liability like he was last year. Jacob Bryson was clearly, apparently, an upgrade over Eric Johnson. And it took Johnson finally sitting in games leading up to the trade deadline to finally see this. Because this is where they started getting consistent again. Eric Johnson was not on the dang ice. And I know it sounds mean, but he shows up in Philadelphia and they get pumped four goose in the first period, and he's on the ice for two of them already. He's on a penalty kill against Toronto where three players don't have a stick, and he's up wandering up the ice. Thanks for trying, but I'm happy that you're playing somewhere else. And that has further impacted the rest of this defensive core in a positive manner. They trade Kyle Okposo, a captain that has been here for a majority of this drought. And that's not entirely on one player. And it's definitely not going to be something I blame him for, because he suffered a terrible sequence of injuries. And I'm grateful that the man even gutted it out for the rest of his contract. I will be grateful for Kyle Okposo and his character. It's unfortunate that he could not give the production that his contract had demanded. And if it was up to him, I know that that would be different. But circumstances changed that for him. So I do wish the best for Kyle Okposo. And I will wish well for Eric Johnson. I'm just happier that he is not on the team than I am about, say, Oposo. And the team kind of understood at this point that trading the captain was their fault. And it's something that they even said about the Mittelstadt trade, the Oposo trade, was that they were not meeting expectations. Players get traded. That's on us. And you're now seeing a little bit of a spark from this team that it just looks different. And now here we are, sitting here with a chance to see the Sabres 1 point out of a wild card spot again. Now, when you look at playoff odds, well, we can talk about playoff odds, but we'll talk about that coming up next. You know I got to laugh at people in the sports world, and we'll turn to football for the Booty Cheek of the Week. That's coming up next here. Derek Kramer on a Sports Talk Saturday miniature edition, heading into Sabres and Red Wings at 12:30 right here on WGR. You see, if I always named myself for the Booty Cheek of the Week, it wouldn't be the same. It would just be Derek Lass and myself for 5 minutes. No, we get to go and poke fun at others for this sort of thing. And today, I'm going to go ahead and go with someone that just got traded. Kenny Pickett, the quarterback of the Pittsburgh Steelers, now formerly of the Pittsburgh Steelers, getting traded to the Philadelphia Eagles for a third-round pick and 2 seventh-round picks in 2025. Going to Philadelphia, Pickett goes with a fourth-round pick, number 120. So, now, it's not Kenny Pickett getting traded for how capable he was as a player. That's not why I'm laughing at him here. No, it's more about this. Look, I'm sorry, but if you end up struggling to the point where the team is torn about Mason Rudolph or you, that's not good as a first-round pick. And I guess an extension, this is about the Pittsburgh Steelers becoming the Booty Cheek of the Week here as well. But Pickett played so badly, and Rudolph is, well, Mason Rudolph, that they went and signed Russell Wilson, who is just bad. He's not a good football player anymore. He was a dynamic quarterback, but his decline came sharp and fast and harsh. Does anything get better in Pittsburgh? Maybe. I don't know. But do you trust Arthur Smith, a guy who couldn't let loose Kyle Pitts or Drake London, to fix Russell Wilson? No. I'm not trusting that man's judgment with this. But now Pittsburgh, who took the only first-round quarterback in 2022, is starting over. Because you're not signing Russell Wilson to be a long-term starter. No. Could Pittsburgh try to draft another quarterback? Maybe. But are you already that trigger-happy after drafting one just 2 years ago? Honestly, I'd say why not? Go give it another shot. But no, the Steelers are suddenly handling this position like the Colts, where there's no solid option. And you're just year after year trying to scrape together enough pieces before you could finally get that option. And that's kind of what's happening here. Now, here's the reason why I'm picking on Pickett in particular. According to ESPN, Wilson was viewed more as the starting quarterback in Pittsburgh, whereas Wilson was initially expected to compete for the starting job in training camp between him, Pickett, and Mason Rudolph. That is some Bills drought-level vibes under center, by the way. Let's just remember the dark times so we can appreciate the good times. But now Pickett, according to sources in ESPN, Pickett preferred to get a fresh start elsewhere. My God. Teams are not even trading for Justin Fields, a player that many of us would say is a better quarterback than you. And you want a fresh start because, what, you don't think you could beat out Mr. Unlimited or Mason Rudolph? You want a fresh start somewhere? Okay, we'll trade it to Philly. You can back up Jalen Hurts, so you're not going to see the field at all. So instead of having a chance to win a starting job, now you're just going to be a backup. Have fun holding the clipboard this year, Mr. Pickett. And congrats on the 2022 NFL quarterback draft class. Because, wow, by the way, that draft class for quarterbacks, there was only one first rounder, and there's only one good one. And that was the last player taken in Brock Purdy. There's only one good quarterback in the entirety of the 2022 quarterback class. One good player. There was one first rounder and one good player. They're not the same thing. Brock Purdy is the best quarterback in the 2022 quarterback class. At least they can hold that over, say, what, E.J. Manuel, Geno Smith and company. Geno Smith did reemerge as a starting quarterback for a couple of years. That was nice. But now he, by the way, has to deal with Sam Howell, a 2022 draftee. But it just goes to show, you never know what you get at quarterback. And there were plenty of Bills fans that admitted that they didn't like Josh Allen when they came here and were happy to be very wrong about it. Because we never know what we're getting. Nobody knows. Nobody knows. So, yeah, Kenny Pickett, I know you wanted to get away from Arthur Smith. I get that. I get it. But you preferred a fresh start elsewhere? All right, cool. You played in Pittsburgh for less than 2 years and are already a bust. I don't know if you should be dictating anything. But that's just me. You know, we can only look at you and go, you had 13 touchdowns and 13 interceptions in 2 seasons. And the Steelers reached on you. So, haha to all of you. And here's to hoping that Pittsburgh isn't celebrating anything anytime soon. All right, we come back. We get more into this. Sabres, Red Wings, coming up with a 12:30 faceoff. That means you get 11:30 pregame with Brian Koolziel getting things started for you in just a little bit. Derek Kramer here with you. We do this for one more segment here on a mini Sports Talk Saturday. You're listening to WGR.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.